A quick shout out to listeners at Chaos Radio in Olympia, Washington. It's great to be back on your airwaves. FSRN is supported by the radio stations that carry our show and by listeners like you. You'll find more information online at fsrn.org. Louis Reining at WTJU in Charlottesville, Virginia, provided technical support. Shannon Young provides editorial services from Oaxaca, Mexico. Music in today's program is by Maddie Pollinen via Jamendo.com. From Tampa, Florida, I'm Nell Abram. Thanks for listening.
Well, hello there. This is WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Listen to Free Speech Radio News every Friday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio. After that, we're going to be hearing Smile Politely Radio coming up next. Stay with us after that for Hip Hop Express at 6, Blues Live at 8, and The Bachelor Pad featuring lounge music and Exotica at 10 o'clock.
Hey gang, thanks for tuning in to WEFT 90.1 FM on this beautiful July Friday afternoon. This is Smile Politely Radio. As hopefully you know, smilepolitely.com is the place to go for everything that's local. It's all there on the internet at the address smilepolitely.com. All kinds of stuff. I mean, there's like articles about events going on. There's some cool photography. There's stuff about food and restaurants, news, culture, drinks, music. Interviews with local ninjas over there at smilepolitely.com. I'm your host, Sean, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Our opening track was Raft Nasty by Diarrhea Planet, some dudes from Nashville who are in town tonight playing at the High Dive. So if you have nothing to do on this Friday afternoon, you should wander over to downtown Champaign and check out Diarrhea Planet. I mean, everybody here is shaking their heads. Yes, that seems like the thing to do. Our guests are Claw. Are you the collective of Claw? Members of Claw?
I think we're members of, right?
We are Claw.
We are Claw.
Right.
Yeah.
Combined, you are Claw. Individually, we've got Melanie, Joanna, and Andrea here. Claw stands for what?
Champaign Ladies Amateur Wrestlers.
Or wrestling, actually.
Well, welcome to WEFT.
We'll discuss this later, Joanna.
So can you tell us kind of like what Claw is and how it got started? The story of Claw, as it were.
Take us back.
The story of Claw. So, hi, I'm Melanie. Once upon a time, a friend of mine, Tracy Pop, moved here from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and she showed me a video of a project that she had organized there, which was a group of women's wrestlers that wrestled to loud, crazy punk rock music in costume with crazy characters. And it was really intense, energetic, and just good fun. And I fell in love. And that they were called K-POW, and that ended many years ago. But Tracy, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, mentioned that she was interested in doing something like that again. She brought it up, and I kind of fell in love and ran with it. And I got all my friends to join, and they got all their friends to join. And now we are Claw.
And it's how many members of Claw, or how many members, I keep using the term members, how many Claw, how much Claw is there?
So there are 10 wrestlers, so 10 wrestlers and then various other participants. We have a couple commentators, referee, a coach, a house band, bookmobile. But just
what about groupies? Do you have any of
those? Oh, of course, many groupies.
Countless groupies. But we're accepting more.
Yeah, it's something to note after this first performance is behind us. We'll be recruiting more wrestlers. So if you are interested, please contact us at 217claw@gmail.com.
So how does one become an amateur wrestler? Like, what is the training process like? What is the preparation? How does one become Claw?
So... okay, so we already have the history of how the group formed, but we did a lot of training. So we met with one of my coworkers who's a black belt in karate, and she taught us some self-defense moves, which kind of brought in the idea of attacks and defense and how to fall down properly, which is, you know,
very important.
That's very
important.
Yeah, tuck your head.
A bad fall could ruin a fight.
Exactly, or paralyze you. So that was step one. And then we had countless friends who are super duper like WWE fans, one of which most importantly is our coach, David Breakfast, a.k.a. Jared Roberts, who met with each group and kind of showed all of us, you know, the kind of trademark wrestling moves to make it really authentic.
Mm-hmm. Do any of you or have any of you had any like background in wrestling or a martial art of some sort or anything that
No, I think we all have like various sorts of, I don't know, not exactly athletic, but various backgrounds in terms of like physical activities,
pursuits that might
exactly. Okay, so some of us are, you know, yoga fanatics, there's Zumba enthusiasts, trapeze, amateur trapeze artists, and acrobats of various skill levels. Wow. So we've got a little bit of everything.
So could each of you kind of talk about your persona that you wrestle in? And maybe also, I'm curious, like, you know, of all of the things there are to do in this wonderful community, why amateur wrestling? Especially because it sounds like none of you really had a background in wrestling. So maybe kind of speak to, like, what is, like, that you're calling to be Claw? And then kind of what kind of character you enter into?
Mel, why don't you field the why wrestling, and then we'll jump into our characters.
It's just so fun and absurd. It's just, I don't know, it's different than anything else I've ever done, and it's just really fun. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just a nice way for us to all get together and have a creative outlet while, you know, hanging out. And it's become very much so a second job for many of us. It's very time consuming, but it's, I think, well worth it. And we're getting a really positive reaction from the community so far. So yeah. I think that's a good validation that we chose the right thing.
As I've mentioned to like friends, like who's going to be on the show this week and mention that this is ladies amateur wrestling, you get like a reaction of like their eyes go wide. Like that is awesome, and why isn't that here already?
Yeah, it seems like the community is responding pretty well to it.
Yeah, for sure.
So what are each of your personas, and how did you sort of, did it find you?
I think it found me. Mine did, anyway, because pizza is really great. So my character is the slice. I am a demigod. My father is hailing from atop of Mount Mozzarella. His name is Pete Zeus. And I'm basically here on Earth to spread the good word that pizza is the food of the gods and that you should bow down and worship. And, you know, the best way to do that is to eat pizza.
Yes. Yeah. So I am Feral Hannah, which started out because I just really liked that name. And then it turned out later on that I was actually just kind of a wild child growing up. I, you know, ate inappropriate things like battery acid and...
Wow, I was like, wait, like a stick? No. Battery acid.
And straight to the battery acid. Skipped straight over to the all battery the acid.
Then I ate my little brother. And at that point, my parents really realized that they were out of their depths, and they abandoned me in the forest where I was raised by meth-addicted wolves. Who, you know, they raised me right. And one day, while, you know, scavenging for more D batteries, I came upon an abandoned camper's picnic, and I found some Doritos, which I ate, and it unleashed the feral beast inside of me. Which really transformed me, and it's the motivation for my character is a quest for genetically modified foods.
Was it a particular flavor of Doritos?
It's definitely nacho cheese.
Honestly, I'm typically a Cool Ranch kind of a girl.
You know, boo!
I
knew
it
was gonna
be Cool Ranch. I knew it. I saw it.
Hi, I'm Andrea, and I'm Dusty Bazangas. my character is basically a grumpy old lady. My kids tried to put me in a nursing home, which really pissed me off. And so it's my goal to show everyone how strong I still am, and that's where wrestling comes in. And I really hope that my mom's not listening to this because my character is largely based on her.
If she's not listening now, this will forever be at smilepolitely.com.
No! Again, next year. It will be on the internet.
Oh, no. Nobody tweet my mom.
Also, if you're listening and want a copy, this will be up on smilepolitely.com mid-next week for you to download. It's a podcast and listen to over and over and over again.
Don't tell my mom, please.
So could each of you, now that we've been kind of like introduced to these characters a little bit, kind of describe the costuming and appearance of what people will visually be seeing? Because this is tomorrow evening that you're having your first event. And so kind of describe a little bit about what people can see and experience.
Well, mine is what you would imagine it to be. The slice is a giant slice of pizza. So my costume, which it was a bit of a concern whether or not I'd actually have mobility in it, but I worked it out. So it was just like basically a big foam pizza slice that is has big elastic bands that attach it to my person.
Feral Hannah has been experimenting with various fabrics that are meant to resemble pelts. there was a bone in her hair for a while, but that just got really tricky, and it landed in my opponent's eye a few times, and I didn't really want to blind her. So there was a fur coat, but then it might be like 90 degrees, so I just abandoned it and went with the pelts.
My costume is also what you would imagine it to be. I'm an old lady. I have gray hair, and I'm wearing a very large muumuu.
So it's that part inspired by your mom?
Well,
Yeah, that sounds sorry, the most Mom. Comfortable so far. That sounds like a really comfortable way to wrestle.
It and is. It really is. There's a possibility for an upskirt, but
you the should really, really look forward to that.
But I'm an old lady, so like enter at your own risk, I guess.
So are there any other personas out there? Like what are some of the other... I don't want to use the claws.
You can call us wrestlers or members. Wrestlers? That's yeah. fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Who are some of the other wrestlers? What are their personas, names?
One of them is Tiarosaurus Rex.
Tiarosaurus Rex.
She's a lady dinosaur hybrid. What are some of the other good ones?
She was created by a perverse professor. Who
Professor Pervert.
Professor Pervert is his name, yes.
Oh.
Let's see. We've also got Anais Ninja. Which is pretty great. Whammy Faye Baker. What am I blanking?
We have the Brown Recluse.
The Thigh Master.
We have the Log Lady.
California's Gold, which is a little bit more conceptual, but you'll see if you come tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that everyone?
Is that 10? Was anyone counting?
Close enough. So tell us a little bit about tomorrow's event, and I know you probably don't want to give away all of the magic, but what can people expect? What are people going to be seeing and hearing and experiencing tomorrow?
Well, they're going to be experiencing magic. Let me tell you.
Pure magic. As we said, there are 10 wrestlers, so there'll be 5 matches. Before and during the matches, we have live music provided by our house band, Bookmobile.
Even before that, a band called Choke Chains from Kalamazoo is going to open for us. That's ex-members of Dirt Bombs and No Bails. No Bails, who's played in town before with Bookmobile. And they're just like super fun, dirty punk rock music.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's a pretty good summary of what to expect.
And this is going down at Mike and Molly's.
At Mike and Molly's.
Mm. Are there any other, like, events coming up? Like, are there other spaces that are going to be used? Or is Mike and Molly's going to be, like, the base for Claws?
That is yet to be explored. I think that once we move into the cooler months, we're going to have to find an indoor venue. Mm-hmm. Because the beer garden, obviously, would not be ideal. But, yeah, we want to get this first show under our belt, and then we'll start talking to other promoters and venues to try to find, our next home.
Until we go on a tour of all of the small town shopping malls of America.
Welcome or otherwise, just show up.
Just show up and start brawling.
So earlier in the conversation, you were mentioning like WWE, and I mean, of course, like from my perspective, when I think about wrestling, which I'm like the least wrestly person ever, right? But like when I picture wrestling, you picture like the big like brawny guys and, you know, the like tight little like Speedo things, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, like I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about like sort of like ladies wrestling in particular, like what, like how do you feel like that relates to the kind of popular conception of wrestling as this very like macho manly sport, and also like sort of the a lot of people's experience of wrestling, I think, in terms of pop culture is kind of the WWE like very over the top and brawny and very masculine kind of spaces and images.
Well, I think that some of the feedback we got at the beginning was when someone hears ladies wrestling, they immediately assume that it will involve jello or mud and be like overtly sexual. And one of our goals was to not draw attention to our sex, unless, you know, somebody really wanted to. But more or less, we wanted it to be a safe space where people could express themselves however they wanted. And then in reference to like the masculine brawn that is WWE, I think, you know, in a lot of ways, we do feel like this is an empowering activity because of the physicality of it. And, you know, I think women can be physical and strong, too. So, yeah, I guess that's where I'm going with that.
Which has been interesting just, like, to hear the response of a lot of people that we talk to about what we're doing. I mean, most people, the first and last thing they say to us is, just don't get hurt. I'm just afraid you're going to get hurt. And, you know,
be careful.
I mean, just in all seriousness, we're going to get a little bit hurt. I mean, and
stop trying to take care of us.
That's fine. Yeah, exactly. Like, we heal. I'm a nurse at a hospital, so I'm very familiar with the healing process. It works on women, too, so we're good.
Have there been any serious injuries so far in your training?
We've had a couple back injuries, but nothing too bad.
Mostly we've had a couple people kind of like exacerbate old injuries, but luckily we're all, we take really good care of ourselves. We're all pretty self-aware and already have some experience being physically active. So when we see that something's starting to get hurt, we take a step back and, you know, take the appropriate actions to make sure that we protect ourselves. So
yeah, and we have two nurses, both Melanie and Jen are nurses, so whenever injuries do happen, like, we have the security there's a medical professional around to take care of us.
So I know that tomorrow's event is your first event, obviously, but are there any sort of like rivalries or particular like matchups within CLAW amongst the different characters that are already drawing attention in advance of tomorrow's event?
There are some allies brewing.
Do you want to start anything? Talk some trash right now to anybody at all?
I really don't like the cut of Dusty's jib.
Oh, Dusty.
Yeah, you're next in line after I take down the Thighmaster. Oh.
So I know that, you know, so after tomorrow's event, what do you think? I mean, it seems like you're going to be exploring some different venues. Are you hoping this is going to be like a regular thing on the Champagne scene? Or, you know, what are the kind of future shows that you're planning on, and what kind of regularity and what can people expect in terms of the future of CLAW?
Yeah, so a very resounding hell yeah, this is going to be going on into the future.
Global domination. Yeah.
Exactly. First Champaign, then Central Illinois, then the world.
Small town malls, then the world.
Totally.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, to start out, we'll probably be sticking close to home. We don't want to make people bored, so I would think maybe a show every couple of months. To give us time to train between hand and rest and, you know, cure our horrible injuries, etc. Yeah.
And come up with new exciting stories.
Yeah.
Well, just in our last couple minutes here, do you want to go ahead and give us the details for what, when, where, and then any more, trash talk you want to spit?
Yeah, so please join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Mike and Molly's. Doors are at 6. Choke change starts at 6:30. And matches begin at 7:30. Please do keep in mind that these tickets are selling like hotcakes. So if you are really, really wanting to go, I would recommend getting online and buying tickets in advance as soon as possible.
And where can people find tickets?
Okay, yeah. They're linked through our event that is on Facebook. You can find that by just searching CLAW, Champagne Ladies Amateur Wrestling. I think the URL is facebook.com/217CLAW. So from there you can find the event. We're also on Twitter and Instagram with the same handle.
And if you're not on Facebook, as I know some people are not, you can probably just go to eventbrite.com and search for Champagne Ladies Amateur Wrestling and find those tickets.
Cool. Melanie, Joanna, and Andrea, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You have been listening to Smile Politely Radio, and smilepolitely.com is the website to go to for all things local, like updates on CLAW. For one.
Yeah, there's going to be a photo spread of CLAW's show on Smile Politely next week, so you can look for that.
See, I told you in the intro we had good photography at smilepolitely.com, and there's one example of it. Yeah, our closing track's going to be by Smash Mouth, because they're playing a free show in downtown.
They're after us. We're not competing. It's okay.
Not only that, you could probably guess which track I'm going to play.
Hey, now.
You know what? I'm not going to play it now. You've all ruined it.
You just... You, good.
You can sit in silence for 5 minutes until Hip Hop Express comes on, and I hope you do stick around for Hip Hop Express, which is coming up next.
I really hope that he plays Toad the Wet Sprocket instead.
Right, just getting confused. What else? Oh, yeah. You can go to smilepolitely.com mid-next week, like Tuesday, Wednesday-ish, and find this show or past episodes of our show downloadable. Or you can just stream it. Whichever is your preference, it's all there. All of the past episodes of Smile Polite Radio at smilepolitely.com. Also go to Facebook/SmilePoliteRadio and please like us because we want friends. Yeah, have a good weekend. Bye.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie. Truth is not kind, and you said neither am I. And yet outside so soft, saying everything, you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.